95.3 Gorilla.
Tuesday, I'm fading.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday's
gone with the wind.
Good morning.
You startled me.
Now tell us, who are you and what are you doing here?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
And what exactly is a radio personality gonna do?
I'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Then what?
Try to put a smile on my face.
You sound different in person.
I guess my radio voice throws people off sometimes.
Okay, well, guess we better get started.
All right, everyone, it's showtime.
All right, everyone, here we go. Hey, what's going on? Happy Tuesday. I'm Ryan. This is 95.3 Gorilla. And yes, we are filling up the bus. Have you heard? We're filling the bus with school supplies. We're collecting everything and anything that you're able to donate, especially if you have some extra stuff kicking around. School supplies, you know, things to donate, either new or not used, right? I mean, not used school supplies. We're collecting new stuff like pens, pencils, paper, backpacks, folders, all that kind of stuff. You know, glue sticks, markers, colored pencils, all the back-to-school goodies. If you're able to donate, if you're able to pitch in, you can drop them off right here at the Gorilla Studios. We're located at 10250 Lorraine Road here in Gulfport. You can swing on by and drop them off right here at our office. We're open weekdays from 8 to 5. Full details on our website at 95.3gorilla.com. And when you're there, to check out some of these amazing daily deals. We got some new ones for you this week, including Sky Zone. You want to go bounce? 95.3gorilla.com right now. Just click on store on the front of our website. Stuff like bananas, mini golf and arcade, Cheeky Monkey Car Wash, Cheer Zone Athletics, Lynn Meadows Discovery Center, and new this week, Sky Zone in Biloxi at the Edgewater Mall. Way more than just a room with trampolines. It's active entertainment with zip lines, mega launch slides, the Ninja Warrior course, and Sky Joust with so much more over there too. Sky Zone Biloxi, you can get it half off right now at 95.3gorilla.com.
95.3 Gorilla.
What's going on? I'm Ryan Gavin. Welcome in. Thank you so much for being here. So, I have a question for you. Fireflies or lightning bugs? This is our question of the day today. I saw a few the other night, and I said, oh, look, fireflies. And two or three people that were next to me said, you mean lightning bugs? And I said, no, I mean fireflies. And it just devolved into, you know, that. So I want to know, do you call them fireflies or do you call them lightning bugs? Who's first?
I like the term fireflies better because it's classier, so I prefer that one.
Me too.
But it's like, I think everyone else does too. Like, it's what they use in movies and songs and stuff.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like the Princess and the Frog, it's Ray the Firefly, okay? It's not Ray the Lightning Bug.
Yes, thank you, Shania. Thank you very much. I agree. Yes, 1,000,000%. And the phone is still blinking. Who's next? Is this Dan? Dan, you're next.
I mean, I've been calling them lightning bugs since I was like 2 years old. I don't know. This is how I was raised. But lightning bug sounds way cooler than firefly.
No, I totally disagree. I'm sorry you were raised wrong. I'm sorry. That's just wrong. It's firefly, okay? Lightning bug might sound cooler, but firefly is alliterative and it's classier than lightning bug.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
It's a dinosaur. Uh-huh. You did it. You crazy son of a you did it.
You get this tear up the rule book on it. Cold-bloodedness, it doesn't apply. They're totally wrong. This is a warm-blooded creature.
This thing doesn't live in a swamp.
This thing's got, what, a 25, 27-foot neck? Brachiosaurus 30.
We have to start with some very sad news today. The actor Sam Neill. Native of New Zealand, you know him from Jurassic Park and The Hunt for Red October and so many other fantastic films. He just passed yesterday at the age of 78. Here's an interesting clip. Mick Jagger recently sat down for a podcast interview with Conan O'Brien, of all people, talking about whether or not he had ever met Elvis. Listen to this.
Did you meet Elvis?
No, I never met Elvis.
That's incredible to me.
You know why? He took the Beatles to visit with Elvis.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of this.
Yeah.
They went up to Elvis's house and his pool, and
they walked in and he was playing bass.
Was he?
Watching TV, playing bass.
Okay.
But they were all high. The Beatles were high, and none of them have their story straight. None of them can remember.
They don't remember anything. But I remember John telling me,
yeah, you know, I should never meet your heroes. I would never meet Elvis, Mick, if I were you.
That's fascinating, yeah.
And so I didn't. I took John's advice.
Yeah.
It's really stupid of me, really, but I mean, I would love to have met Elvis. Why I take John's advice?
That's funny. Imagine being Mick Jagger and never meeting Elvis. Speaking of Elvis, One of his descendants is kind of in hot water. Priscilla Presley's son defending his GoFundMe campaign after backlash, saying, hey, the money's gone. He's trying to start like a pizza business, organic pizza. And people are like, dude, do you really need the money? And trailer's out today. New full trailer release for Tom Cruise's new film, Digger. That's on the way in October. And a new trailer just dropped today for Friday the 13th prequel called Crystal Lake. Because, of course, we're doing this again because we can never have new stuff. There you go. There's your showbiz buzz today. Happy Tuesday. It's July 14th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
It's time to fight fire with the flaming flames of additional flamey gay fire.
You know who that is, right? That's Jane Lynch. Happy birthday to Jane. She's 66 years old today. Conor McGregor, the loser, is 38. No, I'm just kidding. I know he had that leg thing happening last week. On this day back in 2008, The Dark Knight, directed by Christopher Nolan, officially premiered.
You want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker.
You know, even if you don't love comic book movies, Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker in those films, some of the best stuff in cinematic history. On this date back in 1983, one of the most recognizable and iconic video games was first released by Nintendo in Japan as an arcade game. Of course, we're talking about Mario Brothers. Yeah, did you know, back in the 80s, Mario came out first as an arcade game, and then in the mid-90s, or the early 90s, I should say, it was released for the Game Boy, Super Mario Brothers. It's actually Super Mario Brothers 2 is the game that everybody really remembers. Don't get me started on my video game nerd history here. Oh, fun times, man. And today, July 14th, is National Shark Awareness Day.
Do you think that sharks would be embarrassed?
This is Louis C.K.
If they knew that we could all see their fins sticking out of the top of the water?
Oh, no.
I think they'd be bummed. Because I don't think sharks are aware of that at all. I think sharks think they're slick. They swim around like, hey, nobody has any idea who's down here. And we're all up here like, there's totally a shark right there.
Oh, man, there's your flashback freakout today. It's Tuesday, July 14th.